Please listen with care and attention. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking. Prabhupada writes, "The whole purpose of Vedic civilization and of reading the scriptures is to attain the perfect stage of devotional service in the human form of life. According to the Vedic system, therefore, from the very beginning of life, the Brahmachari system is introduced so that from one's very childhood, from the age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service." So, Shoban, how old is your son?
4 years.
So, he has to be introduced. So, keep bringing him to our programs. Okay? Oh, you're here. Very nice. She snuck in there. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, svalpam apyasya dharmasya prayate mahato bayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Modern civilization, not referring to the verdicts of Vedic scriptures, is so cruel to the members of human society that instead of teaching children how to become brahmacharis, it teaches mothers to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he or she is educated only for sense gratification. Gradually, throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest in the perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives. By actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 8,400,000 forms of life, the Krishna consciousness movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service, which can save a human being from being degraded again to animal life. As already stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavat Dharma consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. In all the schools, colleges, and universities, and at home, all children and youths should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives, and thus to become strong in devotional service, free from fear of being degraded to animal life. Following Bhagavad Dharma has been made extremely easy in this age of Kali. The Shastras says, Harenama, Harenama, Harenamaiva Kivalam, Kalau, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyata. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his or her heart and be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
And now Jyoti will... The question is...
Yes.
Why did Arjuna, after seeing the universal form, ask to see Krishna in his forearm form? So, one possible explanation off the top of my head is that a devotee would like to see Krishna in as many forms as he has, because a devotee loves Krishna. Just like, let's take Meenakshi and her boys. So Meenakshi sees her boys at home, they dress one way, and then when they go play cricket, they're dressed differently. You also like to see that too. It's not that, no, I don't want to see them in the cricket. No, because you love your son, and when he graduates, he'll have a different costume. So you'll be very happy. Look, right? And when he gets married, are you taking sannyas? Which one is it? Anyway, if you love someone, you don't mind seeing them in all their forms. But still, now, go back to that verse, please. Notice that Krishna showed the forearm form and then showed Arjuna the two-arm form. Because Arjuna is most attached to the two-arm form. But, hey, he just saw the universal form. Hey, I might as well see Krishna's forearm form. Why not? Alright? Devotee likes to see the Lord. There's another pastime, Lord Chaitanya. So once Lord Chaitanya was in an ecstasy. So the devotees would come in one after the other, and the devotee would say, I want to see this form. So Lord Chaitanya would manifest whatever form they wanted to see. Because there is a statement, I gave a class on it last Sunday, that Krishna will appear to the devotee in exactly the form the devotee is wanting and meditating to see. But you have to become the pure devotee that we study tonight in the final verse. Not just anybody can say, hey Krishna, come on, show me that form now. Alright Krishna, now dance for me. But when you become an unalloyed pure devotee, if you have a particular form of Krishna that you want to see, then Krishna will show you that form. Does that make any sense to you?
The four arms is a Narayan.
Yes.
So you want to see Krishna as a Narayan.
Yes, because I just got finished saying a devotee wants to see Krishna in any of his forms. Do you understand? No, yes. Just like your son. Let's take a look at your son. You like your son? You like your son? Yes? Okay. So, when he is dressed as devotee, you like that? Now, when he becomes a lawyer...
I saw him in a suit and tie.
Yes. Do you like him less? Do you like him less?
He said, take my picture.
I'm asking you a question. When he's dressed as lawyer, do you hate him? I'm asking you what... So you don't like him dressed as a lawyer?
No, I like all the dresses.
Oh, that's the question I'm asking.
You start him with a brahmachari clothes. I know that.
Did you like him when he was like that?
Well, that's what started.
Yes. So no matter what clothes he's wearing, you still love him, yes? Thank you. So a devotee will love Krishna in any form. Now, how the devotee relates to Krishna, that's different. But notice in this chapter, after he showed the forearm form, Krishna then reverted to his original two-arm form, because that's the form Arjuna is most attracted to. He likes the other forms, but just like in food. So you're given many things to eat, but there may be one thing that you really like, which you prefer. For instance, I have a feeling today somebody made mung.
Actually, I didn't today.
Okay. That's all right.
I make the
chana. All right, so I like that mung, sprouted mung. Right? I like other than, I like rajma. Right? But everyone has a particular taste. You understand? So Krishna manifests a particular taste that the devotee likes. Okay?
He saw him two pumps all the time.
Huh?
He saw Krishna in two arms.
Yes, yes. Yes. He may have seen other times, but this time. Yes. And what did they do when they saw Krishna in form? No, they paid their obeisances. And said what? Where's Krishna? Yes. But still, it's not that they didn't like. They like all the forms. Okay, I'll give you another example. So Prahlad. When Prahlad saw Nrisimha, what kind of form was that? Yes. So did Prahlad run away?
No.
What did he do? Here's the garland. Paid his obeisances. But when Nrisimha is in Vaikuntha, does he have that form? No. What form he has? Yes, Narayan form. Same as Ramachandra. When Ramachandra is on earth, how did he look? Like a human being. But in spiritual sky, he doesn't have that form. Yes or no? No. In Vaikuntha, he has that Narayan forearm form, not the human form. That human form was only for earthly pastime. Now, Krishna is different. On the Krishna planet, what does Krishna look like? There's only one form missing on the Krishna planet. Bal. No Bal Leela in Goloka Vrindavan. That's only on earth. The Bal form, only on earth. In Goloka Vrindavan, 16-year-old youth, always in Vrindavan, not Bal. You want Bal Krishna? Come back to earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Is this question sufficiently answered?
Yes.
Yes?
So when they, suppose they get liberated.
So you want to know what happens to the devotees that worship Krishna in that Bal form? I cannot say with authority. But if I was preaching to someone, okay, in other words, I can't answer this question based on what Prabhupada said, authority. But if I was preaching to somebody who asked this question, then I would repeat what I said 5 minutes ago, that Krishna manifests himself exactly the way the devotee is worshiping him. This way, because obviously, somebody would ask this question if they heard what I was saying and they became worried. Oh, wait a second. What I should do? I would say, no. Because Pushti Marg, they worship Bal Gopal. All right? So I would say, no, you continue. And then I would quote this verse from third canto, Prayers of Lord Brahma. Krishna will manifest in the particular way the devotee is worshiping. That's as far as I would take it. Fair enough? Now, what form are you worshipping? Radha Krishna. Very good. Is everybody okay? Oh, yes, Shoban Ji. That is correct. That's how he looks. He looks that way. You know what a 16-year-old... Right, Navayovana. You know... Okay, Hiran, how old are you?
16.
Could you stand, please? So, Hiran... So, he would make a good Krishna. Nice? Nice, tall, thin. Right? Now, can you do the tree bunga? Very good. So, that form is there. Now, I think I know where you're going. Let me answer this. We read in Bhagavad Gita, there's no need of sunlight, moonlight, or electricity. So do you think in the spiritual world, it's always sunny? Is that what you think? When does Krishna do Rasa Leela? Ha! So therefore, even though there's no need of sunlight or moonlight or electricity, you don't think there's going to be a full moon night? And you don't think there's going to be a time when Krishna goes to bed, Yashoda tucks him in, and then Krishna sneaks... Yeah, that's going to be there. The verse says there's no need. Doesn't mean that there's no... It's not that it's like... You know how there's a place on earth where for 6 months it's dark, right? Right? Up by the North Pole. 6 months it's light and 6 months it's dark. Trust me, people who live in those regions, they go nuts. Yes, lots of suicide because it's abnormal, right? Normal is sun, moon, winter, summer, blah, blah, like that. So in the spiritual world, yes, there's no need of sunlight, moonlight, electricity. But trust me, there's going to be a daytime, a morning time, a night time, like that. It's not that it's always going to be daylight. No, I don't think so. Anything else? Besides, let's go there and find out. Right. Somebody is asking me a question. Did Madhavendra Puri worship in Baal form? Manika, Madhavendra Puri is the one who first exhibited ecstatic love of Krishna in the form of Radha and Krishna. Madhavendra Puri was the seed of Lord Chaitanya's worship of Krishna in Madhurya Ras. So Madhavendra Puri was worshipping Krishna, Radha Krishna. And on Madhavendra Puri's deathbed, he was chanting one shloka that was in the mood of separation from Krishna, a verse spoken by Radharani. So, to answer your question, Madhavendra Puri was worshipping Radha Krishna because he is the seed of Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic worship of Krishna in Madhurya Ras. Alright, anything else? Any questions? Any further questions? Are we ready for Arti?
Yeah.
All right. Let's all rise. Where is our pujari? Let's have a pujari.